This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Supergrass with All Right. It is 5:42. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And I'm now joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. And today we're talking about schools, specifically 3D printed schools, because classroom shortages have been a big problem in Africa. And this actually causes sometimes students to eventually drop out altogether. But a joint venture between a Swedish and UK company is exploring the use of 3D printing to tackle this issue. Danya, tell us more.
Yes, so this is a project known as 14 Trees. And it, you know, it's basically looking at building schools in a faster and cheaper way, but using 3D printing. So they start off with a pilot project of a school in Salima, Malawi. And this was built up from the ground, in 15 hours, just using 3D printing. And this became the first 3D printer school in Malawi. And it's a big deal because, you know, according to UNICEF, there is a shortfall of 36,000 primary school classrooms in Malawi alone. And, you know, if you use the regular methods of construction, it could take up to 70 years to clear that backlog. But 14 Trees MD, Francois Perrault, says that if they use 3D printing, you know, that can be just cleared in 10 years, which would mean that, you know, classroom shortages could be reduced. Teachers would be able to engage with each student, each class. And, you know, that would mean students wouldn't drop out because they would feel that they would be getting the attention they need. And of course, we have talked about 3D printing before. You know, this technology reduces the material we need to make these schools. So that means 70% of carbon emissions are cut. But another benefit that I think is really great from this is that the job opportunities that come from it, you know, Pero says that because they're able to manufacture the ink needed for 3D printing in Malawi, that opens up employment for locals in manufacturing. And right now they have a fully trained indigenous Malawian team to operate the printer.
I really love this idea, everything about it. I looked up some of the pictures of these 3D printed schools. They look great. And really, any initiative that can help keep children in school as well as create jobs should be developed and explored. But I've heard that on a larger scale, this can actually become a high-cost project, especially if you compare it to other methods.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty common complaint when we talk about using 3D printing, because if we use it for like a single site, then it's cheap. But if you want to expand it to multiple sites or to nationwide, then it could become high cost, you know, because, you know, you would need more equipment to do the 3D printing. But, you know, in the bigger picture, you know, when we use the regular brick and mortar construction to even just build a double classroom costs about 80,000 ringgit. So, you know, while we're sort of looking at ways to make the equipment cheaper to get, it does seem like 3D printing is the more viable option, especially in terms of speed and cost. Plus, I think the other advantage to remember is that because we have the 3D printing, we can make schools for students in remote areas. So, for example, 14 Trees is also working with Thinking Huts. They're another company addressing classroom shortages in Madagascar. And they're working on streamlining the printing process and making a new printer so that they can actually get the printer to their rural areas. You know, and that could be used to address the lack of access to education, not just in Africa, but other countries, even here in Malaysia. Because I think now we talk a lot about, you know, digital literacy, the access to the devices. But, you know, when we do eventually go back to face-to-face, we still would have that problem of the physical infrastructure.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about this before in relation to low-cost housing, but I would really love to see not just companies, but really the government take this on board as a way to provide more spaces for education. Because, again, it's that perennial problem of access and having enough space for all the children that we have, right? Let us know. What do you think about this idea of 3D printed schools? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.